Don't all jump in at once. Did I do such an amazing job with this that you all got it? Oh, excellent. Oriana, you're an interesting one to put your hand up, sweetheart, because I would have thought your connection was very strong.
We've had a bit of a discussion about this before, Jenny. Either I'm effectively permanently connected to them, so I don't actually notice a difference.
Okay, so just take a breath and notice your outward breath and the way that your ribs are drop back into a quiet mind again. The people with strong mental feel, people who are strong in mental feel, often the ones who think that they can't do this work because it's the thoughts and ideas that are coming across their mind. And they just know stuff without knowing why they know or how they know. And the trick is to listen to that mental feel. So just take your attention to your third eye, because there's some rather strong activity going on in there at the moment. There's some changes happening. What we've got here today is a very strong amplified field. So just smile with your eyes and allow your third eye to open as far as is comfortable for you, as far as you can, and still be gentle on yourself. Just smile gently at that feeling in your third eye.
I hate to say this, Jenny, I am not feeling anything different.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because I am. It's subtle, but I can feel it. So I just want you to smile and sit with your third eye. Sit with no demands, if that makes sense. Sit with no expectations, somebody's shaking. Gosh, I am suddenly shaking inside. I'll bet that's Sue holding space, running the energy for you so hard. I'm going to open you up,
Sue. Yeah, I can feel the energy, Jenny.
Yeah. Sue, was that you, that shaking? I've opened you up. Okay. No. So you can feel that energy. Excellent. Sometimes when the energy is running really hard and we're not used to it, we can kind of do it physically, you know, like as our body shaking.
No, what I feel is the energy around me increases.
Cool. So your thing in using energy as a communication tool, you need to notice when the energy is not running so you can do something about it. So you can smile with your eyes, smile with your mouth and your eyes, allow your third eye to relax and be open to understanding why that energy is stuck and what you're going to do about it.
Mm.
And when it's in terms of communicating with your animal, if that energy is stuck, just soften your eyes and smile and be open to the understanding of what that stuck energy is telling you about that animal. Or what they're trying to tell you with that stuck energy. Am I making sense?
Yeah, I'm getting something to do with letting go.
Yeah. I want you to notice your keys to success here. We've suddenly got an echo again. It was sitting with the feeling of your third eye and just sitting with it and waiting.
Yeah.
And that's when the energy started to really run. Before you go out to your horses, you could do this little exercise before you go out to work with your horses.
Yeah.
And knock Xenophontes and Vigilantes' socks off. okay, well done. Well done. That's really good. And from this, from such clarity with the energy, the more you pay attention to that, the more you pay attention to the ones that do feel strong, the more you'll expand the other ones.
Yeah.
That's been my experience. I was strong in two, and now I'm strong in five.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to move on to Susan. Thanks for that, Oriana. Okay, Susan, we've got you open. Sunshine?
All right. I think I'm on the same line as Oriana, where I feel like there's a connection there all the time, and so it's hard for me to notice a different sensation or feeling. It might be more peaceful when I purposely do what we're doing today as a connection, and listening to Oriana and to you, I think what I do when I go out with the animals is mentally I tell them to quit bothering me, because I feel they're all trying to connect with me and I just can't deal with it all the time.
Okay.
And that popped into my mind listening to you.
Okay. So pay gentle attention to your outward breath. So it sounds to me like them bothering you all the time, all trying to connect at the same time, it sounds like that doesn't feel good, which is why you're telling them to quit bothering you.
Right, and I have one quarter horse who backs away. When everybody else is trying to connect to me, when the horses are trying to connect to me, she's like, I'm out of here. I can't deal with this. And then when I tell them to go away and focus on her, then she'll connect with me.
Okay, so what we're going to do, because this is an unusual one, so we're just going to go looking for the understanding of what's happening here. Because it is a bit unusual. It's not the fact that it's unusual that we want to understand it. It's the fact that it doesn't feel good is why we want to understand it. Does that make sense?
Right. It has kind of a demand to it.
Yeah. Okay. So take your attention to your outward breath. Which thing drops you fastest into a quiet mind? This will be good for the new people on the call.
Are you talking about the feelings or that? Outward breath.
Which one drops you into a quiet mind the fastest?
Focusing on my outward breath.
Okay. So drop into a quiet mind with your outward breath. Now we're very much into third eye today because we're doing deliberate communication. So just do what we did with Oriana. And take your attention to your third eye, knowing that you've decided to be gentle with yourself, because we're always into doing things the easy way here. And decide to understand what's going on about your feelings that you're having around all the animals demanding connection from you at the same time.
I have absolutely no idea.
That's why you're going to decide to understand it. You know the power of deciding to understand something. Smile and decide to understand it.
Well,
and
actually,
it doesn't matter.
What comes to mind is going way back to the 21 days to a quiet mind was when I started connecting with the animals, and they've all changed towards their attitude towards me. And that's when it started. So it's different than my previous experiences with them. And I don't know how else to say that other than I've opened up a can of worms and they're all like, woohoo, here she comes. me, 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 me.
Okay. So did you make that very clear decision to understand why you don't feel good about that, what it is that's not feeling good?
I think trying to split myself up all at the same time. And maybe what I need to do is just approach it one at a time, which is okay. What I think I do, but I think what I do is just tell them all to go away.
Okay. Here's the clue. We were talking about this. We were talking about this before. We were talking about this in our happiness catch-up before the Talk to Your Animals call started this morning. Being present solves everything. You can feel the truth of that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to disconnect from them. You can actually, I can feel an enormous opportunity here to escalate you into the now. Oh, I've got goosebumps rippling up and down my back. So being present will give you automatic understanding of what you're feeling, what they're feeling. You know, you'll be able to move amongst them saying, later, alligator. Or, I'm off to deal with so-and-so, now you'll have to wait your turn, or whatever, and everybody will feel good about it because you're being present. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to be present when you go out to them? You would probably start by being present inside the house before you step out. For those who, are you okay for me to talk about a little about your situation with your animals?
Sure. Not knowing what you're going to say. But I have no secrets.
I'll be gentle on you. Susan cares for a lot of sick animals. And so feeling the demands of that can be fairly big too. So being present is going to solve all of that, because when we're present, we understand all the stresses of the past and their connection to what's happening now, and we can even see the impact of what's happening now on the future. There is no past, present and future when we're in the present. Gosh, I don't know. I dare say you're not feeling excited yet, but I'm feeling excited for you. I think there's an enormous opportunity here for you. Being present comes in layers. In my experience, it comes in layers. It's come in layers for me. And I can see an enormous expansion into being present for you. Does the idea of being present feel good?
Yes. I mean, it gives me something to work with that, and I'll go back and reread the happiness stuff that you sent out.
Email that we sent out earlier this week. Yeah.
I'm not really sure about how to get into being present other than going into a quiet mind, possibly.
Well, that's how you're going to start. You're going to drop into a quiet mind.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah. Add into that connecting to the earth. That's not everybody's answer.
And how do you do that?
But I have a feeling. Just take your attention to your feet.
Okay.
Take your attention to your feet and decide to connect to Mother Earth. In fact, do it now and let's have a feel about how this, what this feels like now. Smile with your eyes and just allow that connection to happen. There. there. You can feel the expansion of that, can't you?
I feel like I have magnets on my feet.
Yeah. Yeah. She's very good at this stuff. Ooh, I've got shivers running up and down my back. Oh, I have to wriggle in my chair. I've got so much shivers running up and down my back. Because when you're connecting to the earth like this, at the same time as you're feeling inside yourself for your quiet mind, you've got your attention in and out at the same time. And it's all kind of expansive. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, just a different technique. Have fun with that. I want to hear all about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay. Adrian's got her hand up. What can we do for you, Sunshine?
Well, I will say that I was connecting with Peaches, who sounds an awful lot like Boots. She's 10 years old, and she was intended to be a broodmare and had been backed like twice when I got her. So essentially she's green. So she was the one that I got the picture of. And what I got was, sort of some energy around my fingers, but then just this brief moment of just sadness. And that made me feel guilty because of the move and what's been going on. I haven't been spending a lot of time with anybody, really. The dogs, because they're in the house, but it's like I've not been spending a lot of time with the horses because there's been so much going on. And that just makes me feel really bad that she's sad. And I really don't know what to do about it.
Okay. So this is a really good one. Thank you for raising this, Adrian, because I'm sure some of the people who are completely new to this talk to animal stuff, to this connection work, are going to come across sadness and think it's a bad thing. I want you to feel into that sadness and decide to understand it. Too often we think of feelings as bad when in effect sadness can be so beautiful. Sadness is letting go of something that's actually not useful to us anymore. Oh, I haven't expressed that very well because there's different kinds of sadness. But we can't understand the sadness unless we allow ourselves to feel it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just sit. It sounds weird to say smile at the sadness, but it's the allowing of the sadness that I'm looking for. It's your third eye being comfortable to be open with that sadness that I'm looking for. Oh, good girl. Well done.
What I'm getting, I don't know. I mean, it just crossed my mind was she'd grown up with her sister. She was the youngest of three. And that's where the sadness is coming from, was that she was separated from them when I bought her. And she'd never, in 9 years, she'd never been separated from them at all. And that is what crossed my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, the family stuff is much more important to horses than people think it is. And it's like what's coming to my mind as I'm listening to your talk is we all need to be heard. I don't mean, the kind of superficial chat, that we can do with people. We need to be deeply heard. And that's what you're doing with her when you're sitting there with the sadness. You're hearing her. There's an honoring in that that just gives me goosebumps and brings tears to my eyes.
Me too.
Yeah. This is what I mean. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's funny. It seems to be easing.
Yeah. Because she's being heard. I can feel energy running up and down my back. Wow. Thank you so much for this question. That's so useful.
Thank you for helping.
Oh, look, so many people are going to get the benefit from that one, Adrian. I've got goosebumps rippling up and down my body. It's like I can feel energy rippling up and down my back. It's like, holy snapping turtles. Woo! In fact, I'm having to wriggle in my chair just to deal with the amount of energy I've got rippling up and down my back. Oh, oh, goodness me. Whew. Oh, sorry. I'm doing the...
You got the giggles now.
I'm just not quite sure whether to express what was just popping through my mind, and I'm thinking it might be too much for some people, so I don't think I will. Oh, goodness me. Oh, wow. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you,
Adrian. That was really special. Really special. Okay, let's move on to the next hand up, which is Johanna. Good morning, gorgeous. What can we do for you? What can we do with
you? Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
Quite interesting one. You know how I said to you when I signed on to this course, I had a feeling that Neil had something more to say.
And let's just share with everybody for context. Nell is a much beloved soulmate horse who died recently. Just so everybody has the background.
Yeah. Okay. And I had Nell's photo there when we started, and it just didn't feel right. And I was keeping getting called by two other animals. One was my friend Smear that I emailed you about just earlier today, and another one was Jensen. I don't have a photo of my friend Smear, so I couldn't use that instead. So I found a photo of Jensen and to see if I could connect with him instead. And I did. I felt him very much as a big surge of energy everywhere in my body, and it gave me quite good insights about how a lot of his issues, his recurring lamenesses, is to do with stuck energy.
And, well done.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It kind of ties in with some of the stuff that has come up with him this week quite nicely anyway. So that was quite nice. But I keep kind of being called by this other mare, and I'm not sure what to do with that because she's not mine. I don't have a photo of her.
Okay. You don't need a photo to connect with someone. It's just easier, especially for people beginning. You're very familiar with this mare. You can picture her in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Take your attention to your outward breath and drop into a quiet mind in the way that suits you best. So which way does suit you best, just to keep bringing this home to the new people?
It's usually a combination of the breath and feeling the heartbeat.
Okay.
Sometimes more one or the other, it depends.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a very strong presence in my room. In fact, I actually turned around and looked behind me to see if somebody was standing there. That was very weird.
Yeah, I'm really goosebumpy at the moment, Jenny. Really, really strongly goosebumpy.
Okay. So just smile with your eyes and keep feeling inside yourself as you think about that mare. Just for some background, she's had a bit of a fall this week and it's been coming up to her time to be put to sleep, and it's probably going to happen this week.
Yeah, probably on Monday.
Just pay gentle attention to that third eye, sweetheart. Just sit with it. Just sit and be with your third eye, knowing that your decision to be gentle and to do things easily. Yeah, you just needed to be reminded to do things gently and easily, didn't you, for some reason?
Yeah. I'm feeling a lot of sadness and grief. It's not mine. I think it's her owner. It's Mare's owner.
Okay, so you won't be feeling that for no reason. So sit with the feelings. This is, oh gosh, the goosebumps in this. This is very much like Adrian's experience. This needs to be heard. So for all of you who are new to this work, and so many of you are new to this work on this call today, what we're doing with Johanna is holding space with her. Keep your attention inside yourself, paying gentle attention to your outward breath. And this is keeping you present while someone else is feeling their stuff. And that is the single most powerful thing you can do, because we're working in this gorgeous amplified field at the moment where everything is stronger and the opportunities are greater for understanding. The opportunities for understanding are enormous when we have a big group of people working with like-minded beautifulness. Oh, now the energy's running, isn't it, Johanna?
Yeah, I'm feeling it really, really strong. I'm almost shaking.
Yeah. Yeah. So is the energy moving?
I'm not sure.
So just smile with your eyes and sit. Sit with feeling the energy. See, Adrian was sitting with the feeling of sadness. You're sitting with the feeling of the energy that's being communicated here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, something changed. Something changed. There's a lot less of that grief and sadness.
Yeah.
More peacefulness.
Beautiful.
I don't know, one thought that keeps coming to me is that the mare is really ready to go, and she's worried for her owner.
Yep. The most, oh God, I've got ripples of energy going through me so strongly. The most beautiful thing we do with this communication work is to be sure when it's time to help our animals out to die. The peacefulness that comes from that is just enormous. When we, you know, there's always going to be sadness, but there's a deep sense of rightness when we're doing things with them, when we are hearing them about death, when we know it's the right time. It's the greatest gift we give somebody is a peaceful death at the right time.
I'm feeling so very cold suddenly. I'm almost shivering of cold.
Yeah. Okay, so just be open to understanding what that's about. sit with that and feel it. This is just another one of the feelings and sensations. I'm so pleased you raised this, because this is a lovely example of a different way of hearing and a different way of feeling.
Okay, now Nell is coming into this.
What a surprise. We knew she was going to be popping her little nose in here, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
So if communicating with those who have passed over is not your thing, for I'm talking to everybody else here, Joanna, not you,
yeah,
don't panic, you won't be doing it. Everybody's skills and talents lead them in different areas, and it's perfectly okay for it not to be something that you would want or even think about doing. Joanna is very experienced at this work in other ways. She's just taking it to a different depth in this little workshop series. I wouldn't suggest that people try connecting with someone who's passed over on purpose at this stage of your training.
Okay, I think Nell wants me to tell this other mare of my experience of how hard I found it when Nell first passed, and how I then found peace about it.
Okay.
I think she's saying this will help. Help
there you go.
Let go.
Yep. And now the energy is running through you quite gently, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like it's flowing instead of exploding and flooding. So let's just pause for a second on the things, I call them keys to success. It's perhaps not quite the right word today, but let's pause on what's working here. There's a deep desire to be heard and felt by these animals. It brings enormous comfort to them under all kinds of difficult circumstances, dying is not a difficult circumstance. Sorry, it's part of the circle of life, but we can make it quite difficult because we block our feelings and we block our energy, and instead of allowing it. This is what animals are so good at. This is why they're so good for us, bless them. They really kind of bring this home to us, don't they, Joanna?
Yeah, Jenny, sorry, I was a bit away there because Inula was kind of calling to me really strongly there again. And I did what Nell wanted me to say, and then I got this amazing image of her being happy and cantering about the field. And
oh, that's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, that
Good
was
on
really,
you.
Really nice.
Woo. Goosebumps up and down my back again. Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you for raising that one, because that's lifted a whole different lot of issues that people might come across. You know, it's no coincidence that, you know, we broke this little workshop up into three sections, understanding what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And then this session, which is about the listening, the hearing, the feeling, without looking for any further communication. But the desire to be heard is, we all have this desire to be heard. And we don't have to fix stuff. All we have to do is hear, listen, and hear.
I think that is such a big thing there, Jenny, what you just said. Because I know I have been so fixated, especially with Jensen, for so many years. I need to fix something. I need to fix something. And
yeah.
It's not. He doesn't need fixing.
Yeah, can you feel the expansion of energy around that? That is enormous.
Yeah.
That is enormous. And just for people who don't know the background, Jensen's Joanna's stallion. He's a pre-stallion. What do they call him?
P-R-E, Andalusian.
Yeah, a P-R-E, Andalusian. And he's been lame on and off at great expense and great heart tearing by Joanna for quite a long time, years now, hasn't he?
Yeah, years. One thing after another.
Yeah. Not even all the same thing. If it was all the same thing, you know, you'd probably give up, but it's one thing and then another thing and then something else. And
Yeah, exactly.
Whew. Oh, feel that energy moving now. Now, I want to call something to your attention. All of a sudden, there is a rolling of energy between you and Jensen. Can you feel that?
Yeah. And it was that energy that he connected with me in the first place, but it's very different now than it was earlier. Very different.
Yeah. Now, when you ride in that energy, because I know I've said to you before, lame or not lame, I think you should be on his back.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, you know, walk, trot, canter, slide, stops, and goodness knows what else. I'm talking about, you know, gentle awareness kind of stuff that lifts his back up and has him feeling really good.
Well, I've been back on his back twice this week, Jenny.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
But this rolling of energy between the two of you, if that's not happening, you have to back off and find out why not.
Yeah.
This rolling of energy between the two of you is what Nuno Oliveira talked of. It's what all the great masters, all the great riding masters talk of, this rolling of energy between horse and rider.
Yeah, absolutely.
When things are happening the way they should be. So for you, if you don't feel that rolling energy between you, you drop deeper into a quiet mind and go, ooh, why not? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got shivers up and down my back again. Okay.
Yes, I'll tell you why, because at the moment my images come into my mind with Nell and Inula running together. They're bucking and tearing about me like little fillies. I did mention to you that they're related, Jenny, didn't I?
Sorry?
I did mention to you that Nell and this other mare are related. My friend Smith.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's out of Nell's full sister.
Ah, okay. So there's a family connection as well.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart, I'm going to leave you with that one and move on to Katie. Oh, thank you for asking that one. I'm sure there's lots
thank
of appreciation
you, Katie,
for that.
Really good.
Take care, sweetie. And Katie, how can I help you, please, Katie?
I just wanted to say thank you so much for this, Jenny. It's about all I'm going to be able to say, I think.
It's a big call, isn't it?
That's actually just a rush. That was, I just felt everything, and I didn't expect that one. Thank you. I wanted to just share quickly. Normally I connect with Cheyenne and have such a clear, developed. I can tell you it wasn't that easy to begin with because I had to trust what I was feeling, and I had to allow her to just, sometimes it was one word in the beginning and I'd be so wanting more. And not to be frustrated with that and find joy. I don't know, that might help some people starting because...
Yeah, I think it will help people starting.
We just want that big conversation, that big wow moment in the beginning, and it can be so discouraging when you're sitting there and the best you're getting is just that peaceful connection feeling to start with, and you're like, oh, come on, talk to me. And you can lose that and be discouraged straight off. So I wanted to share that because I think earlier in my life I probably did a little like that and did get discouraged and then did, but then you weren't in my life either. It's made a huge difference having a beautiful open, connected, very special teacher to be able to go.
Oh, bless you, Katie. Thank you.
So true. Thank you. Sorry, I don't take up too much time, but I just wanted to share that.
All right.
I did something a bit different today because of my connection with Cheyenne. I thought, look, I've got other beautiful animals, and I'm very connected to our two Rottweilers, Chloe and Buddha, so I hadn't kind of, it was always about connection with Cheyenne, and I thought, how about today I try something, and Gecko in the background screaming, cockatiel, but how about I connect with our beautiful boy Buddha, and I have a very open, heartfelt connection with him. We've had him since 8 weeks of age, and he's now eight, and he's looking older, and he's getting older, and I've got such a beautiful connection with him. I think I was scared to, because I know that he's getting older. So anyway, I don't want to be crying through the whole list. So anyway, what I'm trying to say, without blubbering everywhere, I really didn't want to be doing this, although I wanted to make it really clear, because I think it was really special. Because what happened was I connected with Buddha, and I felt really sad. I was just like, oh, because I know he's getting older and whatever. And he was just like, it's all right. I'm cool. You know, I just got this beautiful, peaceful feeling. I'm like, oh, for goodness sake, Katie, you know, just get into that peaceful thing and stop thinking about, you know, him leaving or whatever, because Roddy's don't live that long, you know, the 8 to 10's kind of, it's not like,
yeah,
I just
like,
feel that,
like,
you know,
Doberman.
He's looking older, he's getting, yeah, and he's just so special. Anyway, so I'm sitting there going, I want to feel peaceful with him, because it was just peace. He wasn't playing in on my stuff. There was no sadness thing. He's just like, oh, hello, this is a bit different. This is deeper. Thanks for that. And I'm like, oh, sad, nothing. And then the thing that got me was Cheyenne came in and held space for me. That's what I was really trying to get to, because I've never given her the opportunity. And she's just there, like this mirage there, going, just this powerful people. And I was like, wow, what are you? And she's like, it's cool. And I got this peaceful strength from her. It was just like, and while I'm having this moment, Buddha's chilled. He didn't give it. It's like, yeah, like you were talking about, it's a natural progression of life, man. It's all cool. He's sitting there. I'm like going, oh, my gosh, I'm a bit sad. And Shane's like holding space for me. And I was like, wow, this is extremely powerful. And then I had an aunt who popped in and was holding space too. But it was totally different because I hadn't, as I said, I've always predominantly connected with Cheyenne, and this was the first time I've actually gone to another animal like that. As I said, I always felt so connected to him, and I just wanted to share that it was a completely different dynamic having Cheyenne there holding space for me while I'm connecting to him. And it was just beautiful. I mean, it was just so beautiful. I could just feel that strength of her there, and it was like, then at the end I said, turn around, I said, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. I just felt that absolute, it was just absolute strength of peace. It was just there, you know, solid. And I just felt that, and it was like amazing. And it's funny because I can look up and I can actually see her through the trees. I'm so special now. She's so close after all these years. And I saw her, and she's standing over there, just over there in the paddock there, because I'm with him, the boy, my doggy here in the house. And I was like, she's just there, physically as well. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I had to share that. It was just so special, you know. It was just so special.
Wow.
So I'm glad that I did, you know, because I've always focused on the communication with her, which is really, really special and strong now. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that there's so many different dynamics that can occur with this, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say, you know. Just sitting with that sadness, because that's what we're talking about. We seem to be talking about animals leaving or moving or whatever, and the acceptance of that, that's a big one. Because, again, to me, and I feel that, you know, most of us, we have caretaker horses, we've got caretaker people, want to fix and make right. But who says that's wrong? And the animals tell us over and over, it's a natural, as you say, the death, the transition, that is a natural part of life, and allowing that even to be okay, that we don't feel okay about that. And, yeah, that was a really big thing for me, to sit there with that, and very deep. Mm. And I love that people have been talking about that today too, transition and acceptance and holding space. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that.
We might, I've got a good article about holding space that I got got on our forum, on our student forum. I might pull that out and make it part of the, put it on the end of the wild animal thing that I'm going to send to all of you. Talk about holding space. Because it's an extraordinarily powerful thing to do.
And holding space without fixing. See, this is the next thing. I automatically kind of holding space. Want to make it better. Want to make it out. Want to go out. Want to get out of this. Want to move on. Want to not feel this way. Want to make it better, 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 you know. And that, to me, is saying that's making that wrong in some way. It's okay to sit with that discomfort or that feeling of, whew, you know.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? We're not hearing ourselves.
We're not hearing ourselves.
Well, when we go, I don't want to feel like this, you know, move on from this, get over it, pull your socks up, all that kind of stuff. We're not hearing ourselves. And we're not in a space to be able to hear others either.
Yeah,
because
right.
lots of what we're feeling in ourselves is actually our connection to others anyway.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, very true. And when you say often when we say, when I feel stuff and I say, is this mine? And it says, and I get no, I say, what am I meant to do about it? Or what am I meant to know or do about it? I'll often just get a blank with that. So maybe that is it. Maybe that's it, you know, the fix it thing wants to, what am I meant to know or do about it? And so automatically I'll go into that thought. So the nothingness is a little frustrating, but knowing that it's not mine might be the best that for me at that moment, you know, and that's it.
There's a fine line in fixing things where, first of all, we have to understand it before anything else. And if we try and fix it without understanding, then we are trying too hard.
Yes. Maybe that's why it stops for me there, because that trying too hard is a very natural tendency until it's not.
Yeah.
Again, thank you so much. I'm really glad I chose to do it. As I said, I've been doing it with Cheyenne a while, and I for a second I thought, oh, I don't kind of need to do that, because I've developed that quite a bit, and there's always new experience, there's always new energy, and it's, you can always learn something new no matter what. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Mm. You're welcome. Oh, gosh. Thanks for bringing that one up too. And thanks to everybody with their questions. I'm going to drop into the chat room and see what kind of questions there are. Has anybody got any questions on the chat room? Aniki says, it seems opening my third eye brings in other influences than only my animal, especially because all the people connected in this seminar. Okay. So, Aniki, I'm just feeling into the answer, the right answer there for you. As long as you're being present, as long as your focus is on expanding the understanding, then you'll be completely okay with the other influences that come in. So clearly you're a sensitive, person to be feeling the connection to other people in the seminar here. So for me, I only feel other people's stuff if there's something for me to know or do about it. Now, before I started to do this work, it was like I was getting drowned out with all the things that were coming into my experience. I'd be walking down the street and I'd have stuff coming in and I'd be feeling stuff and I'd think, oh my goodness, this is terrible. But once I started to listen and be prepared to take action on what I was getting, then it all just shut up. and then it became easy, because then I just got what I needed to get for those people and not all the extra stuff. So I can look at someone who is grieving and sad, and if there is nothing for me to do except just hold space for them, then I won't feel anything. Then I don't feel their grief and sadness. If I feel their grief and sadness or their anger or their frustration, whether it's an animal or anybody else, then there is something for me to know or do about it. Yeah, I hope that's answered your question. Let me know if that's answered your question. Let's open up and say goodbye to everybody. I don't think there was any more questions there. I'll open everybody up. Wow, 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 wow. Hasn't this been the most amazing day? Goodness me. Goodness me. Lots of love to all of you. You know, everybody's energy, questions, it's all been absolutely gorgeous.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.